I'm Linda Dow, and today we shine the community spotlight on homelessness in Lanark County and the town of Smiths Falls. With me is Brooke Coots. She's the manager of community support services for the county. Hi, Brooke. Thanks for coming in today.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So, Brooke, what are the current numbers right now of homeless people living in Lanark County and Smiths Falls?
So the most recent numbers that we have are from our by name list. So a by name list is a real time list of all people within our county experiencing homelessness. So for the month of October, which is our most recent tally, we had 63 households experiencing homelessness. So that's not inclusive of their children or spouses, but 63 households. So this is a bit of a drop from what we've seen in previous months, but not much. So this doesn't include everyone that's experiencing homelessness, but these are people that are consenting to receiving supports and services and looking for more creative solutions on how to end their homelessness.
Okay, so this by name list, how does that work? Do people come to you for help in the first place and now you've got their name? Is that the way it works?
Yeah, so anyone's able to make a referral to the by name list. So people can refer themselves by presenting at our office, or we also have several community partners that are familiar with the referral process. So, you know, for example, we have some caseworkers with Lanark County Mental Health who make several referrals with people that they're working with ongoing that are experiencing homelessness. It's quite a simple process. And we also have the referral application up on our website.
Okay. Now I'm wondering, do you miss anyone?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is not a true reflection of the total numbers, but it's a good estimate and understanding of what we're seeing. Not all people wish to be added to the by name list. Obviously, we know we have a lot of precariously housed individuals. So, you know, people couch surfing or moving around, quite transient folks that are not quite captured on this list as well. But these are the people that we are currently engaged with, working with, and providing services and support to.
Okay. Now the breakdown of numbers per area in Lanark County. What are they?
Yeah, so there seems to be a little bit more homelessness in Smiths Falls. However, Carlton Place and Perth are pretty close in the numbers. So I would say that, you know, as a whole of Lanark County, not one area is really, you know, more than the other, but Smiths Falls would be probably our primary, you know, from month to month it changes, but that would probably be the town that sees the highest numbers.
Do you think the numbers have increased over the years? And if so, why?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's several factors that play into that. Obviously, our economy, the rising costs of housing, the lack of housing that we have. You know, there's several factors that play into that.
Right.
But I also think that, you know, we're able now to, you know, the by name list only came into play in 2021. So, you know, now
it's a lot of catch up to do, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. Now, you know, in the cities, we see people sleeping on the streets. We don't see that here in our communities. Why is that?
Yeah, fortunately.
I mean, that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. So fortunately, you know, we don't see a huge increase of people sleeping outside. However, that's not that that doesn't happen. Rural homelessness looks a little bit different than, you know, urban homelessness in the cities. So it's not that we don't have people sleeping rough. It just might be a little less visible. People sometimes choose. We have more landscape to choose from. People tend to be a little bit more hidden. Several factors with that, that also, you know, when you're in a small town, everyone kind of knows everyone as well. So people are seeking privacy and yeah, but we definitely have a large increasing population of people that are unsheltered.
Okay. Now, how do you reach people that are homeless?
Well, we work with several community agencies that, you know, refer people over to our office. We try to promote on social media, you know, resources of how people can get connected. We also have some outreach positions in partnership with Lanark County Mental Health who go out into the community and visit and meet people where they're at.
Okay, I wondered about that because I know that happens in some of the cities. I've talked to people that have done that and they actually go to the encampments and go to the tents where they're staying and they talk to them on the street. And I think that's wonderful. And I just wondered whether that was actually happening as well here in Lanark County.
Yes.
So good to know.
Yeah, we do have an outreach team. It's an extension from our By Nameless committee. So
excellent.
Several players are involved in that. They receive training and supports to be able to provide housing resources to people that are unsheltered.
Oh, that's wonderful. So what are these people telling you then about why they're homeless?
Yeah, there's several, factors. Some of the most common things that we see is obviously a lack of income and a lack of housing resources, mental health and addiction, and family breakdown. So often, something's gone wrong in the home and they end up displaced or, the lack of affordable housing seems to be one of our most prevalent barriers.
And what about mental health issues? And what about drugs?
Yeah, mental health and addiction continues to be a primary factor in people becoming homeless. Not for everyone, but for some for sure. And again, I think that's, a result of the burdens that those sectors are facing as well. So
sounds like there's a lot of issues then, different issues that must be addressed around the whole homelessness situation, right? I'm just wondering what issues need to be addressed and in order to end homelessness.
Yeah, so I think that some of the things are looking at creating more housing models. So again, it's not just affordable housing. It's looking at, supportive and transitional housing. So offering housing models with mental health and addiction supports on site, looking at having case management to be able to help navigate through some of those day-to-day challenges. I think it's a misconception to think that, everyone can fit into the regular housing market, but that's not always the case. So I think that, looking at providing an array of different housing options would be our best step forward. Obviously, looking at, increasing people's income and, making mental health and addiction services and supports more available within our county.
Okay. Where does County Council stand on this issue?
So last year, Council passed a resolution requesting the provincial government to acknowledge that homelessness in Ontario is a social, economic, and health crisis. They commit to ending homelessness in Ontario and that they would work with AMO and a broad range of community, health, Indigenous, and economic partners to develop a resource and implement an action plan to achieve this goal.
Okay, do you think that's all going to happen sooner rather than later?
I hope so, yeah. We continue to advocate with our council and work with them to push these issues forward. And we're really fortunate. They're really supportive of a lot of our endeavors that we're doing here locally.
Excellent. We'll catch up with you again and see how things have developed, okay? Is that okay?
Yes, perfect. All right. Thank you.
Brooke, thanks for coming in today. I really appreciate it. Brooke Coutts is with Lanark County Community Support Services. And that's your Community Spotlight on LanarkLeadsToday.ca and 88.1 MyFM. I'm Linda Dow.